We'll open the meeting by repeating the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have some changes to the agenda. I understand we're deleting Mr. Baker, the appeal hearing request. We're deleting that. We are deleting the approval of the minutes, and we're deleting the introduction to proposed zoning ordinances. Any other?
In the workshop?
Workshop. No, not the workshop. Any other changes?
One other item, number four under grant request. We've already handled that one. So.
Mr. Cat Society?
Yeah. So what was the appeal, that was it, right?
Number one.
That was a little
minute. That's a subdivision hearing.
Procedure. You don't need a request.
Can't request.
Mr. President, I make a motion we approve the agenda for Sussex County Council for September 25th, 2007, with the deletions, the minutes, the under administrative report, subdivision appeal, and under grant request, historical cats and lists.
Do I have a second, Mr. Phillips?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda as amended. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
We have one item. It's a letter from the Delaware National Guard Youth Camp Organization, thanking council for a contribution to their Delaware National Guard Kids Camp. It's called Camp Caldwell, and they have enclosed a DVD so you can see the activities that the kids engage in. That's all the correspondence, unless someone has something to pass down.
Any other correspondence? Being none, Mr. Baker.
The first item we have this morning, or I have this morning, is a amended proposed lot maintenance ordinance for your consideration. This is the basic, and I'll hand out a copy here. It is, the wording is the same in this particular ordinance as we discussed last week, except one change that was made as a result of input from the county council. And that particular change is on page 4, where last week the proposed ordinance allowed up to 2 boats and 2 cars on a lot that were inoperable or unregistered and out of service. This has been changed, and if you look on page 4 under section B, it's now changed to say that no more than a total of 2 vehicles, boats, or watercraft, which are either inoperable, dismantled, etc. So it would be a total of 2 instead of a total of 4.
Okay.
Other than that, I can review it quickly if you like, or
we did last week. I'll introduce it.
Okay.
I have a question, but I can't find the paper on it.
There's one thing in there.
Now, has it been introduced or not?
No, I didn't introduce it.
You got to draw it.
I withdrew my introduction.
Okay.
In the section there, I can't find it right here. Hold a second.
There was a point in there about antique cars and parts.
Yes.
Jurisdiction.
Yeah, if you got a, there's no way to have jurisdiction inside a closed building where it just kind of says you don't need to have that, right? You can have the many cars you want inside a building to see all
right.
It's just outside.
When we talked about that,
they kind of says it.
When we talked about that, someone said there should be an exemption, so we, even though it may not be overstating the obvious, it's in there.
Is an exemption for?
Well, if you're storing the building.
Well, I have that under these tents they put up.
The way it's worded, it would have to be enclosed so it's not visible from the street.
Okay.
That was a concern.
But they can't be left out in the yard, it doesn't, okay, right.
Now, if I have, there are specific exemptions identified, if you want to see them, they're listed on page six.
I have another concern, I believe, I'm trying to remember it because I read it last night, was if I have a lot, a three-quarter acre lot.
Vacant lot.
No, I got my house on a lot.
Okay.
And I have a lot, I buy the lot next to me and just make an extension of my yard. Can I set a boat? Can I set a boat over there?
My question came up when we, if it's one parcel, I think Mr. Griffin.
If it's all one parcel, you could. If it's a separate vacant lot with no structure on it, you can't put the boats there if they are boats that need, require registration through the state. If they're canoes or kayaks or whatever, it's vessels that don't require registration and licensing, you could. As it's written, but as you know, things can change after public hearing.
Right, but if it's contiguous to a lot and I buy just to have grass and stuff and...
You can't put your boats or cars in.
I can't set my car in.
Here's a stretch, Jim, this is a stretch, but if you had a, I mean, it says here that are not required to be licensed. So if somebody had just bought a nice big boat and stuck it in there and didn't license it, would that be a loophole? Because you don't have to license it. Only if you use it.
Can't put it on a vacant lot.
But I'm saying, it's on the exemptions, it says boats and vehicles and other watercraft which are not required to be licensed. That the only thing that's required is that you're using it. Now, if you had a boat that you're just sitting there and you're not going to use it, it could sit there forever without any license on it.
I don't think it would be exempt because it's a boat that's required to be licensed.
If used.
Well,
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there in case one of your fellow peers argued that.
It says, Mr. Cole, in C there on page 6, that it's exempt of vehicles which are not required to be licensed. So that, what you're talking about, would be required. And that
probably if it was being used, the guy would say, I'm just storing it.
I would have said that.
Okay. I mean, if that's the interpretation, I just want to make sure that we don't have some little vague sentence in there. Maybe we should put the word...
I don't see where there's a loophole, because right just below it, it talks, or somewhere in there, I just said, above it, in A, it talks about must be housed in a building consisting of four sides and a roof.
I found
so
that.
But I can,
yeah, I understand.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Riley? Hold on. I'll find my paper, too.
That's fine. I think what Mr. Cole is asking is whether we should go back to the B section on page 4 and refer to boats that are required to be licensed but which haven't yet been. Is that what you're
saying? That's what I'm saying. I could have a boat. I could just buy a boat and it could sit there. It's not registered. It's not...
If you want me to go back by, or if you want me to go back, I could, but I think that's the type of...
All right,
that's the type of change you can make it if that comes up.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I didn't know. I think it's fine where it is.
I know one other thing. I like the idea that you can't move forward with anything if you got a violation of any kind anywhere in the county. How about if the county makes a ruling in any department that says I can't do something, and I think I'm within the law, and I want to get a building permit for my new house, and it gets into litigation that, okay, I think the county's wrong, I think I'm right, but I can't get a building permit for my new house because I got a setback violation or something on another deal. So if it's in, how does that...
That would be under the clean hands ordinance, even though the reason this has a clean hands section in it is that the preparation of this ordinance started before the clean hands thing came forward.
I like what it says, but
the clean hands ordinance itself has an appeal where you could appeal to the county administrator.
Okay.
And then, you know, he could grant you relief from that clean hands provision that says you're not entitled to get a zoning permit because you're in violation.
Okay. I mean, but, okay. They may say I'm in violation, but if I want to dispute an appeal,
you can appeal it.
Okay. That's fine. That's all I got, Mr. Deuce.
I will introduce it. Mr. Baker, next one.
Okay. The next one is the clean hands ordinance, and I'll pass out a copy.
I'm starting
on the agenda.
Pardon?
We supposed to talk?
Read it.
Can you talk?
I mean, we supposed to discuss it?
I introduced that. Oh, you already?
Yeah, not the clean hands.
What you're talking about?
Yeah.
I got a call. You're confusing me.
The clean hands, this ordinance has no wording changes since the copy that we reviewed last week. And again, there is a listing there, the obligations which must be current, and there's appeal option, which we just talked about.
Okay, I got one question. On page 2, 116-3, the last sentence, it says, if the party requesting county approval is current on some, but not all obligations owed to the county, the approval permit, license and or counter service being applied for, shall be denied until such time obligations are currently fulfilled. Shouldn't you say not be considered, because if you deny it, then when they do get their stuff cleaned up, it's been denied. Wouldn't you just say nothing's going to be considered?
Well, it says denied until.
Where are you? Where are you, Lynn? What number?
Page 2, 116-3, the last sentence under the insurance of county approval. It just seems to me, after listening to all the attorneys talking here all the time, it should be not to be considered until, versus being denied. If you deny it, you deny it. And then when it gets done, I know it's how it says it, but it's always a little loophole. I mean.
Instead of saying denied, would you rather say withheld?
No, not be considered. That just makes sense to me. If county service
maybe should not be accepted,
something like that, yeah, but not denied.
In other words, but somebody could have an application in the process, in the system,
right,
and then have a violation,
right,
then we would not hear that one. So is there some wording? I can see what you're saying, but
yeah. I mean, you're not denying it, you're just postponing it until they get their hands clean.
But I believe that
that's what I'm doing.
Is there any other concern with this?
I don't know. It's the first I thought about it when he
mentioned it. Because once they pay their bill or clean their deal up, they're automatically approved.
They should be able to. No, they're not automatically approved. They're automatically being accepted. They go through the process.
I'm just trying to think, even if we're not here and somebody says, you've been denied, so. I think it should be said.
No. Maybe put the words not accepted, deferred, or whatever the case may be.
Here's my thought on
that. Not be considered.
My thought is that if you're going to try to introduce this today, don't change the wording, do it after the public hearing. The difference between denied and withheld is not going to require us to go back to a public hearing. If you don't want to introduce it today, then I can do a revised version of it and we can come back next week.
Introduce it. If we can change it, then fine.
Just somebody make note of that and then remember that when we have a hearing, we can talk about it.
Any other questions on it?
Nope.
All right. Good, I'll introduce it.
Great.
Thank you.
Then the next item is the administrator's report. And you have a number of items here. First, county property taxes. The due date for the Sussex County property taxes is October 1st. Checks received by mail postmarked after October 1st will be charged a 1.5% per month penalty. The Treasury Division will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 throughout this week, Monday through Friday, and the payment can also be made online at the county's website, and that's noted here. Attached is a copy of the news release issued in July regarding the property taxes. Airport Committee meeting, as per the attached announcement, a meeting with Sussex County Airport Committee will be held on Wednesday, October 3rd at 6 p.m. at the West Complex in Georgetown. Delaware Department of Transportation, Western Sussex County Improvements. Attached are press releases issued by the Delaware Department of Transportation announcing road improvements to be made in Seaford and Laurel areas, primarily near various Route 13 intersections. Construction is set to begin in late September and early October for these improvements. NASCAR Dover Race Weekend, approximately 100 race team members flew into the Sussex County Airport at Georgetown during the past weekend. Racing teams including Mark Martindale, Hunt Hart Jr., Martin Truex Jr., John Andretti, and others flew to and from the Sussex County Airport. Planes carrying up to 50 people arrived and left. Many positive comments were received regarding the hospitality offered at the airport. We'd like to thank county staff to help make the event successful, including Joe Thomas, Debbie Jones, Susan Wise, Ira Hitchens, Shirley Hitchens, Susan Perks Davis, Susan Webb, Hal Godwin, Richard King, Jim Hicken, Harold Crockett, Eddie Spropaglione, Chip Guy, Buildings and Ground employees, and county dispatchers. Other community members who helped included Wes Jones, Marshall Reynolds, Ruth Reynolds, Bill Tingle, Susan Hicken, Sandy Baker, McGee Motors, Georgetown Air Services, and Shirley Lancaster. It was very successful on Sunday. We had quite a few people out there. And then, of course, just a reminder, tonight we have at 6:30 a land use plan public meeting at the Rehoboth Beach Convention Hall. And then tomorrow night at 6:30 we have a similar meeting at the Laurel Fire Hall.
And the cutoff time, what time? 8 o'clock tonight?
6:30.
6:30,
8:30.
8:30. Okay, who's the board?
Thank you. The county has received a check in the amount of $62,291 from the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service as a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. We get this check every year. The check represents payments under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act. The amount is calculated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment, including refuge receipts and supplemental appropriations. Sussex County may use these funds for any governmental purpose. I recommend the distribution of the Refuge Revenue Sharing Fund as follows. To the Milford School District, $12,227.36. To the Cape Herald Open School District, $38,879.48. To the Sussex Tech High School, $3,879.00. Sussex County Library, $766.62. And Sussex County General Fund, $6,583.46. Funding is received annually as a payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. Do you have a motion?
Can I comment first?
Mr. Rogers,
annual comment. My annual comment is that the money comes from the Department of Interior, as Mrs. Webb stated, but the fire department's there more than anybody, and we don't get a dime of it, and it says we can get some of it, and we never do, and we spend hours and hours and hours down there, but we don't get nothing for it.
We're doing what?
Well, it comes in the general fund, indirectly.
Well, but this is extra. I mean, it's a lot of work down there. But I said every year we should get 10% of it, but we don't. So that's my statement.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex...
Is that a motion, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, sir. Give me 10%.
I'll second.
I don't think we have any choice, do we?
No, it's under the administrator.
You have a choice of how you allocate.
You can allocate it the way you want.
It says can be used for general fund governmental purposes. I can look into it. You know, we prorate it back to the school district that wouldn't normally get it because that land's federal land. And the proration to our taxes, library, VOTEC.
They get free money. We work and don't get nothing, but that's fine.
The fire company gets it indirectly, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They get it indirectly because it goes into the general fund, and it's paid through the general fund.
I've got a motion second. I got a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Phillips, to allot 10% of the allocation.
That 10% might be less than the amount that she read the county with the general fund was going to get.
That was a motion, Mr. Griffin. Mr. Cole?
No.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I was going to say no. You already know.
You voting?
I was going to vote
10%
no.
10%
for 5%.
No.
I voted no every year.
No,
this is for your motion.
Your motion?
This is to give the 10%.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Not 10% just to the fire companies?
Yeah. No, just to his fire company.
Well, it could be...
She's the president.
All right, I got one no and two, one yes and two no's. My vote is no. Motion is denied.
There you go. Two no's and two yeses.
Yes, that's correct. Lack of three votes. Three affirmative votes. Okay, go ahead, Susie.
Move my motion.
Yes.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the distribution of the Refuge Revenue Sharing Funds as presented.
Motion.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. The motion is read by Mrs. Webb. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
No.
Yes, motion is carried.
That's the one you wanted to vote no on.
Get that
right. I did every year.
You may
made your point. Mr. Godwin.
President, members of council, today we have one wastewater agreement for your consideration from developer Mr. Gary McCray of Lewis, Delaware. The location is Sussex County Road 299, and the sewer service district is the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. This facility will service 85 single-family and age-restricted dwellings with a system connection charge totaling $267,240. We do already have approvals from our engineering department and from DENREC, and we're expecting 30 days of construction. The construction administration and construction inspection costs will total $29,097, and we're expecting the construction cost to total $193,980. And the supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 820, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and D&M Holdings Incorporated for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Long Neck Shores Phase 4, located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
That's a motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Rogers, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion just read. Mr. Godwin. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Easy one.
Mr. Eichmann?
For members of the public, this is a continuation of a public hearing on a resolution that was considered to extend the boundaries of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District to include certain lots or parcels on the north and south side of County Road 336, Piney Neck Road, Dagsboro 100, Sussex County. Are there members of the public who are here who have an interest in that matter? Chair? There are. Mr. Ashman, give an update as to what happened since we considered this matter last, and then we'll open the, see if there are any questions from council, then open it to the public.
We did hear from a resident last week at a public hearing on a concern about being included in the district boundaries. We did give him a business card and addressed him to contact us. We have not heard from him at this point in time. The other items addressed were by the developers, Ursula Lannick and Gulf Farm, and we have met with them and had a phone conversation with them, and we believe we have resolved our differences and have a plan to move forward.
Okay. And how can you tell council how those, the engineering department thinks those issues have been resolved?
Most of the issues were with how the oversizing costs refunded. We've worked through those differences, and we think we have a plan to move forward. We don't have it ironed out yet in an agreement, but we think we're both in agreement that we're heading in the right direction.
And that involved parcels on the south side of either end, is that correct?
Correct. And in the middle, most of the south side is developed.
And as a result of that resolution, will all those parcels still remain for proposed inclusion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have not changed the boundaries at all.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Ashman by council?
Well, is it something we need to know about the terms of this deal? I mean, is it something that's deviated from our normal way of doing business, Mark?
I don't think there's anything that's changed, or just kind of being a little more innovative.
I think what they're looking for is costs that they are going to incur, capital costs, to oversize the system, or put in extra line, look for ways that they could get reimbursement or credits. What we've done in the past is they've been able to get a credit on their connection fee, on transmission fees generally. What we're trying to do is find other ways, maybe the waiver of some inspection fees, things of that nature, which would help bring the numbers closer. And in theory, we've kind of agreed to kind of work towards that goal.
Okay, and it's something you would be comfortable doing elsewhere in the county? It's not going to be a one-shot deal just so we can get this done because they're whining about cost and stuff.
I think it's an overall trend that we've been working towards in the last 12 months. So yeah, how would you be willing to do it elsewhere?
Any more questions by council? Okay. Public wish, Mr. Chair, you wish to address council?
Morning. My name is Mark Chur with Ocean Atlantic Associates, and here this morning representing HKS LLC. Just briefly, we would like to thank the members of council for granting the delay last week. We want to thank Public Works and John and Mike in particular for working through the details on this. We are very supportive, as we have been all along, with this expansion of the district, and we're anxious to see the expansion occur and anxious to get the engineering and design work done so that we can get this into the ground and get our units hooked up. So thank you.
Anyone else? There was another person.
He just said hi.
Mr. Timmons, would you like to address?
He said ditto.
Same. Okay.
I think he agrees with Mr. Park.
Mr. Timmons agrees. Anyone else that would like to be heard regarding this proposed expansion before we close the hearing and read the proposed resolution? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized. The resolution is just the title.
Yes.
The resolution is to extend the boundary of the Dagsboro Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District to include certain lots, pieces, or parcels of land situated northerly and southerly of County Road 336, Piney Neck Road, being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, Delaware. Yeah, I make that motion.
Second.
That motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips. Motion was read by Mr. Ashman in reference to the expansion of the Piney Neck Sewer District. Being known, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, good planning, I think, requires the county to move forward in this district. It's an environmentally sensitive area, and a number of small little package treatment plants would not be in the best interest of an environmentally sensitive district or the residents that live out there. And by taking it to the county disposal site, I think it'll be a better in everybody's best interest. Also, the county needs the EDUs that would have been associated with this future growth to help make the Dagsboro Sanitary Sewer District be affordable and keep the cost down.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion's passed. Susan Webb, grant request.
There's a few grants today. The first one is the Northeast Rally Club.
Never heard of them.
Is that from them, or where would the check be cut to them, or to Millsburg Volunteer Fire Company?
Well, the Northeast Rally Club, is it a non-profit? Does anybody know?
It's a benefit for the Volunteer Fire Company. We did it last year to... I'm not sure. Wait a minute. I know. Well... You want to pull it and put it back on while I check it out?
Yes.
I don't want to say something that would be wrong.
Make a motion to defer on it then.
Maybe I'll find it real quick.
Move we defer. Next one.
Well, she might find it this morning, so let's...
Yeah, I might not be there.
We probably come back to it, right?
Yes, if it don't find it, she'll come back.
To the Northeast Rally? I'm thinking that...
Huh? You can talk about the next one.
What is it? Who'd it come to?
Let me do the next one for you, Susan.
No.
Dave, you want to do the next one?
No, I'm all right. I'm close. I'm not quite there yet. Northeast Rally Club.
And we did it last year?
Yes.
For how much?
$500, Mr. Phillips.
Okay, the question is, does it check the fire hall?
No,
park?
Northeast Rally Club.
Oh,
we're just done.
They call grant request.
Is it a fundraiser for
fundraiser.
The fire company?
We can
stipulate that it goes to the fire company if you
we like. Can stipulate.
Yeah, it needs to go to a non-profit, good job, folks.
Hey, I'm sure that.
I know the fundraiser.
We grant $500 from Council Matic.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by, yes, Mr. Rogers, to give $500 to the Northeast Rally Club, which is a benefit to Millsboro Fire Company. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Belmar Christian High School for a physical fitness program.
Does that program benefit the entire community?
Yes, it does. I talked to the guy directly. They have an open fitness center for anyone. Anyone in the county can use the services.
I read it.
Was there an amount requested?
And wellness, excuse me?
Was there an amount requested?
Well, it was very high.
Move we grant $100 from each Council Matic. Benefits the entire county?
No, it benefits the entire community of Georgetown. It doesn't. All these schools have fitness centers. Dance. I don't think that's appropriate. We make that a countywide.
Okay. What's your motion?
$100 from Mr. Phillips. $100 from Mr. Dukes. Mr. Jones, you? $100 from Mr. Jones.
Thank you for going out.
Second.
And Mr. Rogers, yeah?
I guess.
$100 from Mr. Rogers.
I have a motion to give $100 to the Demerara Christian High School for a fitness program from the Council Matic, excluding Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Sussex Central High School is for a student to go to a softball tournament. The student lives in Georgetown.
That's Mr. Jones.
Thank you. $100 from Mr. Jones's campaign.
Second. He's going to Hawaii.
Yeah, you're going far with $100.
Family, you spent $100 of your money.
Plus $300.
Second that motion, Dylan.
You want to send out? Anything comes out of your mouth, boy, I can make you shake. I'm not this suicide.
We're sending this kid to Hawaii to play softball.
We get $100 from you.
Georgetown.
From Georgetown?
$2,000 is a motion.
$2,000?
No, it's $100.
You take a partner. $2,000.
$800 from you.
Yes.
$100. Look out for it.
I have Mr. Cole, second Mr. Jones, to give $100 from his Council Matic to the Sussex Central.
The abuse I get.
Softball tournament. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
And you want to go?
4-H Sussex County Order of Links.
What?
For fall activity. It's 4-H.
We all get that out of you, right?
$50 each.
I have motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by
Rogers.
Yes. Mr. Rogers to give $50 from each.
That's where it comes from.
Youth activity, number five.
Number five?
Number four has been.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Rogers
took that.
Mr. Rogers, he gives
it. He jumped right on that.
Okay. All done. from youth activity, 50 from each councilman. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Eastern Shore American League Football League.
Where's that going now to? Solomon?
No, this is Seaford.
Seaford.
Oh, that's a new one. We've never had them before.
They're new and they okay. Youth activity.
I'd like to give $200.
Second.
I can't make the motion.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion for Mr. Cole, second Mr. Phillips, to give $200. Mike Council Matic. I don't know what the range is for youth activity or not.
Yes.
Youth activity?
Yes, youth football league.
Okay. Youth activity to the Eastern Shore American Youth Football League. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers? Yes. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Laurel Intermediate School.
Did I put for that one?
Uh-huh.
That's on the other side. This time.
$250 total, $150 Mr. Dukes, $100 Mr. Phillips.
Okay.
So I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Cole, to give $150 to my Council Matic, $100 for Mr. Phillips, Council Matic, to the Laurel Intermediate School Reading Program. Mr. Cole?
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Allendale Community Civic Improvement Association.
I believe that we did that.
Yes.
Yep, correct.
Now, in August 07, $250 for their annual. The last time we gave them was August 07.
August 07.
August 07.
Last month.
Yeah, $250.
Okay.
Yeah, $250.
Next month.
You got a paper on it.
I did it.
Right.
Oh, you did?
He did that.
Yeah.
He says he did, so.
Yeah, okay.
Boy Scouts of Delmarva. Boy Scouts of America, the Delmarva Council.
That's
a big one.
That's right. $4,000, is that correct, too? Is that right, or $2,500?
Well, we've done youth activity for $1,250. Did you want to do something from your community improvement?
I got you, yeah, there you go. Use youth when you use it.
I think it was.
Use your youth up when you use it. 15. Can't have you there. So use youth activity.
I think it was 2,500 or 3,000.
3,000.
That's what I want to do.
Okay. Yeah. This will be community improvements.
Yes, please.
Second. I have motion Mr. Jones, second Mr. Cole, to give 3,000 of his community improvement to the Boy Scouts of America Delmarva Friends of Scouting Campaign.
Mr. Cole, yes. Complaint.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Teen Challenge.
Who's that to?
That's you, Mr. Dukes. It can be youth activity.
Okay.
It's for the retreat or for the...
Did they mention an amount?
Well, we did it last year, I think, 600.
I'll give a couple hundred. You give what?
I'll give four.
Okay. 400 for Mr. Dukes, 200 for Mr.
Activity.
Phillips, youth activity.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by,
yes,
Mr. Jones, to give 400 from my council, medic, 200 from youth activity, and 200 Mr. Phillips to Teen Challenge Building Program. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
The Delaware Nature Society, which is basically in this area, Abbott's Mill, this grant letter could qualify for human service grant, and I think that's what they're asking for. So I could, which I'll be bringing in a couple of months.
Okay, I'll wait there. Thank you.
Okay.
I know.
Additional business?
Come on, William.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Helen Guilford. I live in Dodds Addition. I spoke to you in May and about these properties with all these vehicles on them and trash and whatnot. I really came to council today to thank you for introducing the ordinance and for considering the ordinance to remove the problem. I also had planned on speaking, questioning the two vehicles and two boats, which I understand that you have eliminated that problem now, but I did have one question on the ordinance as proposed. Does this...
This would be a public hearing. Then.
I understand, but what I want to be able to do is to familiarize...
I will be able to answer any questions for you today.
Okay, well then, let me just...
Because once it's introduced, it has to be published, and...
Right,
we have to hold a public hearing.
I understand that. What I'm suggesting is...
What you...
That...
Let her finish and see what she wants to do, and then tell her she can or not.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. My question is, a point of clarification, when you publish it, so that it is meaningful to citizens who will be reading the ordinance, it appears to me as I read it that you can have two vehicles/boats that are disabled that don't have to be inside of a structure. That's the way I read the ordinance. So my question to you is, this doesn't appear to be the intent of the ordinance that you could have two junk vehicles sitting out in the yard not under cover, when we've clearly said that antique vehicles have to be under cover. Seems to me that there should be some congruence between the two paragraphs.
Well, I think you need to probably come to the public hearing and make that point.
As I shall, my point in bringing this up was I thought perhaps council could clarify the ordinance so that citizens...
Once it's introduced, we can't make any changes before a public hearing.
That's a legal...
Okay, right, that's
legal force to talk.
That I did not understand. Okay, that's very plain then. So I should get my neighbors involved to come. That was my question. Thank you very much.
And just a point to tell you that the existing ordinance does allow two.
I understand.
Okay.
I know that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
clarify your last name, please?
G-U-I-L, F as in Frank, O-Y.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kramer.
No introduction with Ben Burns?
No, take it off.
My name is Daniel Kramer.
Just introduced you. I know. Just introduced you.
Proposed ordinance. Here we go again. How many times have I got to jump on you guys for giving monies away to a Christian outfit? And now I'm going to say a so-called Christian outfit. But they haven't proven a thing. Because, oh, it's open to the public for somebody to come in and be physical fit. Now, the question is, are they physical fit because have they got brains? Because they're sure not used them, and they claim to be a Christian, and if they were a Christian, they wouldn't be here asking for money. Pure and simple. Put down your pipe and smoke.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Kramer. Anybody else?
What he's talking about.
Don't forget Kramer again in the afternoon.
I entertain a motion to recess to 1:30. I have motioned Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones to recess to 1:30. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, no carry.